that we had and trying to make sure that if we want to push the ball down the field, we account for those guys and try to help tackle the necessary and do the various things because they definitely do a good job.
You talked about last week on how when Pugh got hurt and Jones came in, it was such a curveball that you were looking forward to seeing Jones get pulled in. Obviously, he goes out for a series. Same applies to what you saw from Marshall.
Absolutely. Marshall's a veteran. He's been around. He knows this scheme and very pleased with the guy just being able to step in and fill a role. And with another one, just like Brett Jones the week before, and there wasn't a whole lot of preparation and planning in terms of having him being prepared to go to guard. But I think, you know, hats off to Coach Solari, Coach Wells, two guys who work with the offensive line in terms of working fundamentals, trying to have those, whomever those individuals are that are going to be active, just having the versatility to try to cross over. And it's a challenge, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. But I was really pleased with how they responded. And whoever's asked to step in there, we're confident they're going to do a good job for us.
What did you see from Marshall?
For Marshall, just a versatility, being able to, a guy that has been, for the most part, tackled since he's been here at least, but just being able to go in and not miss a beat in terms of assignments. There's an athleticism that he has that translates well, particularly if he's pulling in a gap scheme. But yeah, I think when you look at someone that was pressed into service, you know, they responded, and you know, that's, I think, something all of our players, you know, at every position has to be ready when called upon.
How difficult is that for him to go to guard and then he has to bounce off the side of tackle, I'm sorry, to tight end, and then come off the field and come back in? I mean, it was like,
yeah, there's a lot of hats, and again, that's again a credit to him and to his preparation to have the awareness of what was going on and when to report and so on and so forth. He's going up, as you said, from the tight position inside. But I think it speaks to what every week we talk about over and over and over again as coaches is how important it is to prepare and getting mental reps and understanding the big picture. And, you know, that all sounds good. And then all of a sudden you get called upon it. But there's no hiding from the fact that those players who are prepared when they're calling upon and those who aren't prepared. And, you know, fortunately for us, the guys that had opportunities last Monday night did the job for us.
Mike, do you think that you and Ben sent a positive message to the players by going for it on that fourth down and telling Eli even at the end of the third quarter that you're in four down territory?
Well, I'm not sure from a message standpoint whether that was part of the thought process. I think any time that you do that and you come out successful, man, that's great. And it does give us a position put us in a position to win the game. I think we felt very good about the process, about the plan that we had. I think it's one thing when you get in any type of situation when you're thinking about going for, whether it's down close to the goal line and talking about points or midfield or whatever the case may be, when you feel really good about what the play calls are and how well they look in practice and how well things are falling into place, I think it does make it a little bit easier. But certainly I think it's if you look at how the offense should feel, you know, certainly more confidence based upon that. But I think also, as was touched upon earlier with all our questions, to be able to run the ball the way we're able to run the ball, that's been a huge source of disappointment for all of us, and to be able to finish the game, you know, get the first downs we needed when they knew we had to run and we were able to do that. So hopefully it's something we can build upon.
What do you think the biggest difference was on Monday running compared to the past few weeks?
Hard to pinpoint exactly one. There's certainly some excellent individual efforts. I think Rashad did a tremendous job. I think there was some movement, some individual matchups up front where guys did a great job. There were times where we had a scheme which was just right for what they were doing. So really a combination of a bunch of factors, but certainly came at a good time here.
It seemed like Rashad was a lot more patient, especially on some of the more successful ones. Is that something you stressed?
I don't think that was a point of emphasis or a stress. I know he was very determined, very focused on the week. He had a little bit of an edge to him in a very positive way, and I think he was really locked in and made the most of his opportunities. And I think that's his perspective.
Where do you
find it confusing? You come out at the start of the game, 8 plays, 80 yards, dropping down the field, then it's until the end of the first half where the offense, you know, didn't get done again.
It was a great start. We've always talked about starting fast, and there's no doubt about it. Everything was just flowing. You sit there and wish you could follow that. and carry that for 60 minutes if he wants to. Things change. Whether it's injuries that occur, whether it's just certain particular looks or schemes, the things that they do on defense, and so on and so forth. But I think that speaks to just the resilience of the group that, you know, you start off well, and it's going to be the ebb and flow, and you have to respond to the setbacks and try to find a way. The same way we've certainly had our fair share of bad starts, you know, and then having to kind of fight through that. So it was nice to start every game like that, but then also sustain it.
Like, you've been around here when the offense has kind of been scuffling and just not in sync. And then by the end of the season, you're often in champion. Do you see anything in this year's struggle a little bit that leads you to believe that you can kind of take that upward?
Well, of course, every year is different. Every team is different. I know you guys all heard that. You probably get tired of hearing that. But it's true. And the personalities and the scheme and so forth. But I think for us to be able to have a game where we've had more success throwing the ball, have a little more of the balance, because that's going to take pressure off the line and pass the best. It seems like every team we play has a great defensive line, a great pass rushers, so it helps in the pass game. To give us that type of balance and that type of confidence and close out a game, we're continuing to improve, but there are so many areas that we need to improve in offensively, and it's just, in all honesty, we're just so zeroed in on the process and how can we do better in all phases offensively that it's hard to really get locked into and thinking about, you know, big picture. It's just about, man, we won the game, we did some good things, but there's so many other plays that we left on the field, some other mistakes that we're looking at.
Mike, how did Victor look out there today?
Victor played well. He was in the mix of things, and you know, excited to go for him, see where he's at. I don't, you know, again, I can't comment on what his status is going to be or where he's at, but he was a full participant, and you know, excited to see how he's going to progress.
When he wasn't out there on Monday, was there a different sense of what the offense looked like with him versus without him?
My mom.
In a game scenario,
it's
the first time you haven't had
him. I think what that speaks to is just a little bit like we talked about with the offensive line. Other guys have to be prepared to step up, and we have all hands on deck. Whatever this cliche you want to use, but guys have to be ready. And whether it is a TK who came to catch for us there, in the tight green zone there before the fourth down play, or Roger, different guys getting their opportunities, they just all have to be ready. So it's just something that is pre-stand. It's good to see some of the points that that's like.